And we're back in the air room with Cheyenne Mars, the person and the band.
Hello.
Hello, Cheyenne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, great. Cheyenne, you want to introduce the members of the band?
Yeah,
Cheyenne
Mars?
Yeah,
I would love to. I'm Cheyenne Mars on guitar and vocals, and we got Danny Stanford over here on keys, guitar, and vocals, and among other things. And then we got Seth Moody Hiya. On bass.
Yeah, Seth.
And then we got this guy probably nobody's ever heard of, Graham Winchester on drums and vocals.
Oh, Graham.
The laziest musician in town.
Worst person ever.
Worst guy I've ever met.
Well, thank you for those introductions, Cheyenne, and it wouldn't be a proper rent party if you didn't give us some ways that we could contribute and support the Cheyenne Mars Project.
Oh, yeah.
Give us some information, would you?
Yeah. Well, we love money and...
keeps us going.
Keeps us going, especially with loss of employment recently.
Yeah. Yes, yes. You got a Venmo, you got a GoFundMe.
My Venmo is at Chemar 89, so it's Cheymar or Shaymar.
Uh-huh.
And then my Cash App is $, same thing, $, Chemar 89.
Right on. Yeah. 89 significant because your favorite year?
It's my favorite year of all the years. 1789 just was a blast, you know.
I think the Bill of Rights was written in 1789.
Well, so that's why I chose
there
it.
There you go.
Bill. How do you know so much about the Bill of Rights, Bill?
Yeah, I know. It's just a coincidence. So give me those two addresses one more time.
Oh, yeah. The Venmo is at... Cheymars, Chemar 89, and the Cash App again is $, Chemar 89, Cheymar 89.
So right consistent. On.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he just Cheyenne put out a solo record that anybody listening to it, following it, it's on Red Curtain Records, but yeah. That'd be a good way to support.
Yes.
Just checking out the tunes.
For sure. Check out the tunes.
Coming out on vinyl soon.
Yeah, coming out on vinyl soon.
But right now it's on Apple Music, Spotify, all that stuff.
YouTube. Right on.
You can pre-order them too at redcurtainrecords.com. It'll be the first thing that comes up in your face when you click on that. Click that site in, and yeah, you can pre-order them and also pre-order the Adam the Eves vinyl that's on there too and get Red Curtain Records going. It's a, you know, newly starting label out of Memphis Magnetic ran by Patrick Carey and Scott McEwen, two great guys who work so great together. And yeah, this label's cool. It's got some cool stuff coming out on it.
Right on. And the name of the new Cheyenne Mars solo record is
Everybody Wants to Go Home.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Everybody can identify with that because if you're not home, you want to go home,
right?
Don't
you? It's always the feeling of wanting to be home, even if it's just a metaphorical sense or whatever, you know?
And one last thing for our radio audience. I know it's not TV, but we're going to make radio with pictures. Everybody here is dressed in a craziest Halloween costume. Cheyenne, you want to go around the room and describe everybody for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, yeah. Graham's dressed up as a...
insane Memphis music tourism.
Yeah.
Tourist.
Tourism. Yeah. Yeah. And he just walks around an asylum all day. And
that's right.
They're like, dude, you're not at Sun anymore.
That's right.
And then Seth came dressed as a gorilla.
Nice, nice. How he's going to play that bass with those gorillas.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
All day. And he can't
the
put
best.
These bananas down.
He's got a
wild
really,
man.
He's got a very wild primitive man. Style on the
yeah.
bass.
Yes.
And then Danny's dressed up as this as Popeye.
A space ghoul.
No, he's a space ghoul.
No, he's a space ghoul from.
Is that related to Space Ghost?
No.
He's probably a character on Space Ghost. Makes sense.
It's Space Ghost's mistress.
And then Cheyenne,
the gorilla can speak.
Whoa, yeah.
Cheyenne, how would you describe your costume today?
Oh man, what am I wearing, Graham?
Tell it to me.
That's kind of hilarious.
Okay, now everybody has a picture in their mind.
He looks like a modern bro country. he dressed up as Luke Bryan.
Wow. He's
got that tight derriere.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
So now everybody has a picture in their mind. It's almost like television, kids. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some music. What do you say, Cheyenne?
I feel great about that. Sounds great. What are you dressed up as, Bill?
I'm dressed up as a radio announcer.
Oh, weird. I can't see it.
So natural.
I know. But anyway, without any further ado, Cheyenne Mars.
Easy does it, let's just get along. Maybe we can scope out the scene. Living low and laying low, all the laws. Maybe we're the anarchy. I don't know about many things. All you think about is suffering. You don't have to stay down in your hell. Swinging, yeah, right on track. Everywhere we can to get by. Everyone wants to get out of life. Oh, we don't cut any slack. I don't know about many things. All you think about is suffering. You don't have to stay down. Yeah, that's the first song off the new record titled Hell.
What's the name of that tune?
Hell.
Hell.
Yeah.
Hell. Yes, Hell.
Yes, Hell. I don't know why.
I got it.
What is it?
I'm your power button man.
Oh, thanks. Power button man. That's the new song I'm writing. It's inspired by the Kinks.
Sounds like a Kinks song. Yeah. I'm a power button man. I'm a button man. Well, I'm a button man.
Yeah, that's the 70s Kinks. Too much nose candy Kinks.
Yeah.
What do you think next, Cheyenne? What tune?
You
call it.
I don't know.
Or maybe everything. What's the tune?
Oh, everything is everything?
Everything is everything.
Okay, yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I love that tune.
Yeah.
It's on the new record.
Definitely. Cool. Request. I'm in.
And wasn't that, you almost named the record that, but you came up with a better title.
Yeah. Actually, my fiance, Anna, hey, she was
Anna.
Like,
good timing, Anna.
She was listening to it, and there's a line in one of the songs that repeats that quite a bit, and she was like, that should be the name of the record, and I was like, hey, that's actually great, and it just fit it perfectly.
Ooh,
so
there
you go. Yeah, so overall feeling of the record throughout it, I get, and I hope other people get too. It's just like a feeling of just like wanting home, you know.
And now this tune, the next tune,
Everything is Everything,
kind of says it all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, take it away, Cheyenne Mars.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
Again, don't know what to say. Taylor Harrow, baby, are you taking up space. Look around again, you're all over the place. You wanna see another face. We all need something. Everything is everything.
Smacked. I'm stunned into silence, which doesn't happen very often.
Oh, nice.
That was amazing.
Thank you so
you
much.
You came up with that all by yourself? How'd you do that?
Oh,
that's
man.
Like magic.
Do you know?
Let's talk a little bit about your process, because I know everybody wants to know, all the songwriters out there.
Yeah.
You just start to play around with some melodies, improvise.
You know what's funny? My son.
Let's talk about that.
I've got a 12-year-old son, and he asked me last night, he was like, Dad, why do you always, you're always like making noises with your mouth? And he's like, you're always like either doing like a drum beat thing with your mouth or like humming. And I was like, I don't know. I guess I just always have something in my head or something. I don't know. But I mean, a lot of stuff starts out that way. And I never like to just like sit down with a guitar and say, I'm going to write a song, you know, and
right.
and do it. But it always like comes naturally. And I don't know. I always just like to kind of let it, you know. Let it form on its own in a way.
It's kind of an organic process. Mm-hmm. Instead of, say, write a song about X.
Yeah.
You write a song and you say, well, it turns out it's about Y.
Right, right. No, for sure. And it took a long time to get that way. I mean, it didn't start that way. I used to try to make myself sit down and write a song. And, you know, it always came out. I mean, sometimes it would come out okay, but a lot of times it would come out forced sounding. And I mean, it took a while to be able to not even, like, tell myself, not like, tell myself, but, like, subconsciously, like, be like, okay, that's the way I work better, is just, like, letting things, like, just form, yeah, on their own.
I remember Mozart. Everybody remember Mozart?
I remember that guy.
Mozart.
He was wild.
He said he was just...
He owes Seth money.
That's why he was driving around Austria looking for Mozart. But he said he just... was a channel. The music would come from some other place and he just listened and then he would like transcribe. He got like
that.
Get out of the way. He didn't try to write, he just listened.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that's what, when I'm feeling like I want to write some music. That's what I mean. I definitely just put on like music I love, you know, and try to get inspired. I mean, I don't know.
What's some of the music that you've been listening to lately that really
lately I've
catchy for you? Anything that comes to mind?
Anything from 1789?
Anything from 1789? No, I've kind of gotten past that a little bit. I just live there for different reasons. But no, I mean, Good Morning is a band I love, and they're from Australia, and I can't stop listening to them. And just a lot of, like, I've been listening to a lot of soul, actually, recently. Like, nice. A lot of Otis Redding. And,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always early Beatles, like, going. But,
you know, speaking of that, our friend Mike is listening in from his farm in Tennessee. Hey, Mike. And he thought that he heard influences of the Beatles and of Elliott Smith your music.
Those are two of, I mean, I've got like a top three kind of right
Let's
now.
Hear them.
And it goes, and it's no order, but it's Elliott Smith, Daniel Rawson from Grizzly Bear and Department of Eagles, and Daniel Rawson, and then Scott McMicken from Dr. Dog. Is just those three guys. And I mean, one of them's dead, so I mean, but they're all just amazing.
The music is forever.
Yeah, for sure. But like Scott and Daniel, like their music, like it just, I feel like they can never put out a bad song. It's just always good.
You know, and I've heard the same on the street about anything written by Cheyenne Mars. I don't want to embarrass you, but Spacer,
yes,
Cheyenne Mars. You have another project.
Magic Hours, yeah.
The Magic Hours.
Yeah. Austin Holcomb, he's another great Memphis writer. And he's, I don't know. Great.
And let's talk about that just for a second before we get back into live music with Cheyenne Mars. I've been promoting this idea. Tell me what you think. There's a musical renaissance happening in Memphis.
Yeah.
Do you feel it, or is it just me?
No, I feel it for sure. I mean, you got Turnstiles killing it. Every time I see them, I'm like, oh my God, okay, this is my favorite band. And I feel like the luckiest guy in the world to have them in my band. It's insane, kind of. Because, I mean, before we even thought of this, I had seen them live, and I was just like, I don't know. Their showmanship and just their writing. Seth's writing, man, and Graham's too. They're writing, and they're writing together. Like, it's just, I don't know, some of the best I've ever heard. And it's just, they've got an ear for melody, and Seth said one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. And I mean, it was, you know, serve the song. And that just, that sticks with me. And I mean, I've always kind of thought that way, but I never heard it put so simply. And so, you know, I that's kind of anything that I want in a band or anything I want in some music. Like, I mean, that's always, that's the point of it. It's like serve the song, like compliment the melody and things like that. But yeah, those got Turnstiles are amazing. There's so many good bands right now. Joy Bomb's great. Like every band on the show tonight at Black Lodge, The Masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
Little Baby Tendencies.
Haley.
Jacko.
I mean, they're all good. You know, all the Jacko. And
Arc of Quasar.
Arc of
Shout
Quasar
out to them.
Is
they're
great.
Awesome.
I mean, Walt Phelan's amazing.
There's so many good.
I mean, Walt writes some amazing songs.
Optic Sync.
I mean, yeah, dude. There's just
Walt
so...
was one of the first Rent Party
really
bands
yeah.
to play. We had the full band in here.
I love
great.
That guy, man. He's got some good songs. I love his style too, and it's
So what do you say we get back into some Cheyenne Mars solo music, and afterwards maybe we can talk about you working with Graham in the recording studio.
Would love to.
But before we do, give us those Venmo and GoFundMe again, please.
Yeah, there is a GoFundMe out there too. I don't know how you search for that. I guess you would just. I really don't know. You can find it on my Facebook and stuff on Cheyenne Mars. But yeah, no, my Venmo is at CHEMAR89, and my Cash App is $CHEMAR89. I feel so awkward saying it, but
I know, but
I appreciate it.
We can't. This is not a hobby.
It's a
profession,
for
folks.
Sure.
Hey, you're not gonna feel
$500 for this, right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I told you, right? You're not Mozart.
Gonna... In crypto. In
you
crypto.
Give the guys money.
You won't feel awkward when you're spending that cash either.
You guys want the lights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Cheyenne Mars, Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks for listening. Rent Party.
Hold on 1 second, sorry. Let me know
when you guys are ready to serve the song.
It's the worst thing about Memphis musicians, man. They're always tuning their guitars.
Because they care.
Because they care, that's right.
Because they care.
It's not a tuna.
You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish.
I haven't heard that in a while.
I like that. I never heard it.
Giant Mars.
Wow.
Awesome. We're having a party, y'all.
Yeah, party.
We're having a rent party.
What happened?
At the WYXR.
Did you break one?
Start of the song was fine.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's just a G.
Did we break
Seth
a string?
Broke a bass string.
Oh man, Seth is
playing.
He
doesn't need a G.
Three strings.
Now he's playing three string bass, kind of like that guy from Morphine. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, with a slide.
Yes.
Or like so. Presidents of the U.S. United States of America, they had like yeah. five strings in between both the guitar players. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's hard out there for a musician, and you got to share your
Absolutely.
Strings sometimes.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about Cheyenne and Graham, you two working together in the studio, and kind of the idea of music as therapy.
Oh, yeah.
And Absolutely. The healing power of music. You guys want to talk a little bit about that experience, putting
yeah, no.
together the record at Graham's house in studio?
Yeah, I mean, so I had been to, I think Spacer played with Turnstiles, and me and Graham were talking about him recording his solo record and the way he did it, and just, you know, I really was attracted to the way he talked about the making the record, and I was like, hey man, I'd love to record a couple songs, and we did, and those couple songs turned into wanting to record more because it worked so easily and we worked so well together. And yeah, so it, just by the, you know, by the third or fourth song I was like, let's make a record. So he was all for it. So yeah, I mean, it turned into that, and it definitely was therapeutic, because at the time, I mean, It's been a lot of hard stuff go on in the past, you know, year. It's been crazy. I mean,
sure.
Death and just, you know, heartbreak and just, you know, just things, man, and just life happening. But it became very therapeutic, as to where I would joke with Graham and say, you know, like, your studio is the therapy office, and like the drum set's my couch, and like, you know, whatever. And you know, it's just, I mean, it just, yeah, it was the easiest thing in the world, really. I mean, it's everything about it has come so naturally and so organically, and just I mean, you know, just sitting around his, you know, table in this house, just with his family and my family, and just talking, telling stories, and I don't know, it all seemed to form, and this bond was formed, and yeah.
So you guys would get together around Graham's kitchen table and hang out, and then you'd just start to play some music and see what came.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we would just tell a story, you know, just talk about crazy stuff or whatever, you know, our crazy musician stories we have, you know, and talk about.
Mine were all made up, but you had some good ones.
I mean, but no, like my fiance would come over, and, you know, became friends with his wife, and they would talk, and we would all talk, and then, you know, we would migrate towards the studio and just start recording.
Sure.
Usually I think do about like a song per night.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So yeah.
That's something I really enjoyed. And speaking of like therapy, you know, I've spent a decent amount of time in studios since I started playing music, and not all of them are this way, but sometimes you can kind of get a rigid vibe. It's freezing cold in the studio. You know that you're paying a lot of money to be there. It's all some studio stuff that you're afraid to break. And it's just nice to have a studio at the house and be hosting people and recording and producing folks. And it was cool because, yeah, I did my own stuff there, but Cheyenne heard my home recorded stuff, wanted to do his album. And since recording your record, I've taken on 12, 15 more clients.
Wow.
And because this man's got good taste. So it's like, it's like, oh, well, if Cheyenne's recording with Graham, maybe I'll call Graham. And so I've gotten really busy at the house with the studio. And it's just nice having the ability to take time and like do one song a night and make sure the song's right and not just rush through something because you're mm-hmm. on the clock and
right.
on some big payment.
Sure.
So it's been kind of therapy for me too on the other side of it, just hosting people and making them feel comfortable, introducing them to my wife and kids, and it's just fun.
It's
and
a different studio model.
Yeah, it's more laid back and organic. It's still, it's a studio, but it's still my house where my kids sleep. And by the way, they sleep on the other side of the house, but they can't hear it, so they claim. But, they might just—they're nice kids. They might just be being nice. But but either way, it's just a—it's a cool organic. As the word organic was said a minute ago, but
sure.
that's how I like to that's how I like to play, and that's how I like to record people. And it was very natural and organic with Cheyenne.
That's how I like to eat, too.
Yeah.
Just organic.
I got...
All food's organic.
Yeah.
So did the...
shout out to the sushi y'all provided today.
Oh, sushi party. Party sushi.
Party sushi.
Yeah, Turnstiles played Rent Party in the spring, and going through their large canon of music, I ran across the tune Party Sushi, and it gave me an idea to bring in some Party Sushi, and every Rent Party since then has had Party Sushi. So thank you guys. Mm. Yeah.
Hey.
So did the Mighty Wurlitzer make it on to the record, your new the Wurlitzer you got, Graham?
Oh, so I've got a Rhodes piano, a Fender Rhodes, but I got a new Farfisa organ.
Mm.
And that was post Cheyenne's record, but we put Hammond organ on it. And we used a crazy vintage Korg keyboard. We used a MIDI. We used Melodica a lot. More than Melodica is usually used on anyone's record.
Farfisa keyboard, isn't that what the Mummies played at Goner? And the guy looks like he's going to destroy that thing.
Yeah,
they must be so sturdy.
They're pretty sturdy. I mean, the one I got's real heavy. It's a certain model that's a little less mobile, but there's a compact organ that guys like that use that you can really take to gigs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's a great instrument. It's got that, you know, Wooly Bully, Sam the Sham grit, garagey thing going on. Yeah.
Now, who else played on the record? Like, I heard flute, for example. Who was playing flute? Is that Haley Ivey?
It is,
From Turnt, from Little Baby Tendencies?
I don't know why I didn't talk about them a second ago.
Turnt, yeah. Well, it's a conflict of interest since I'm in Turnt. I can't really talk about... You can talk about them.
Well, I'm manifesting it one more time that Turnstiles and Turnt will do Turnt Styles.
Yes, Turnt Styles.
We'll make it a 13... We'll be an ensemble. It won't be called a
band.
There
we go. Well,
an ensemble.
You know,
Danny, you can come. Cheyenne.
We'll be there.
I can announce
that... You can pretty much call us... I mean, Turnstiles. Honorary Turnstiles members. I mean, we could call this Turnstiles if we wanted to. Pretty much.
So tomorrow, Turnt is playing at Lamplighter because we're like, we got a residency every other week. And three of the eight players, unfortunately, can't make it. So, you know, there's always an open seat for anyone who wants to come sit in. I mean, Shelby has sat in. And
nice. Yeah.
You guys probably have nothing going on a Sunday afternoon,
absolutely,
right? You're going to watch
nothing.
Football or hang out.
Yeah, Graham and Seth get together
party.
And they have
keg
football.
Party.
Football keg party.
They get like these, they get together, and when they watch their football, they're crazy. Haley's
go
on
Badgers.
It. She plays flute, and it's amazing.
So great.
And Ethan Baker came and put strings on it. He puts a violin on it. And No, actually.
Austin Holcomb's on there.
Austin Holcomb's on there doing some stuff.
Geraci was on the Justin Williams EP, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is great.
And,
but no, he didn't get on mine.
He's on a lot of stuff that I've recorded at my house. But Cheyenne actually played most of the bass. I might have played bass on one thing.
Yeah, I mean.
It's hard to remember because there were so many nights of just having fun. Hey, there's Will Sexton.
Hey, Will Sexton!
One of the coolest people on the planet right there.
Yeah,
Amy and Will. Shout out to them. They're playing with.
He brought a bass. Will brought a bass.
They're playing with a.
He heard the bass string.
Oh my God! He heard the bass string broken. He brought a bass. Yeah.
What?
That is the sweetest dude.
Yeah.
And is he coming around?
Amy Levere, man. Those are two other
sushi.
Give that man some piece of sushi.
Give that man some sushi. That's amazing. But yeah, shout out to Amy and Will. They also, in addition,
Amy and Will,
our Black Lodge party. They're playing with
Will. Heard the call.
Will heard the call.
Will heard. Yeah. Woo woo.
Oh my God!
Give that
Will
man
Sexton,
some sushi.
Everyone. What an amazing surprise!
Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
Get some sushi, Will.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, we're gonna do a quick changeover. Will Sexton coming in to save the day with a backup bass.
You know, that is
so cool. You just never know who's gonna drop in. Rent Party.
That's the kind of dude Will and Amy dropped off a whole giant collection of Disney VHS when we had kids.
Nice.
It just appeared on my porch.
Wow.
They're
cool.
They're very thoughtful people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a true community radio.
And it's in tune.
And it's in tune.
Holy cow.
Will's the man.
Wow.
That's your fingernails.
It does.
Maybe?
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Yeah,
we got,
let's rock
it.
We
got about six more we can do.
Well, we got about 10 minutes.
Okay, well, make yeah, let's nail it down to then. I was going to say Tweed, or do I don't know, and call out.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Here we go. Cheyenne Mars, Memphis, Tennessee, WYXR Red Party.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, thanks, Will. This one's for you.
Oh, yeah, good. Never mind.
One, two, three, four.
That thumb would close you. They could have wandered. They don't know. They don't know. Nothing about the cold. So what's the problem? It's too much.
Yeah, we do. I promise I'm better at lead usually. Yeah, this song's called Call Out.
Call Out.
The last one on the new record, Everybody Wants to Go Home.
Oh, I love that tune.
Thanks.
Cheyenne Mars. Red Party. Thanks for listening.
Ooh.
yeah.
Woo. Thanks. Yeah.
Wow. Again, the tiny hairs on the back of my neck are standing up and dancing.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Glad we finally get those guys up.
Scintillating. And I think Will Sexton's bass just cut through.
I love it.
Very nice.
It's lightweight.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Sexton.
Sexy Sexton.
Oh, man.
What have you done?
What have you done? You brought a bass to us.
You brought a bass and saved everyone.
Where's Amy? That's what I want to know.
Probably playing the bass.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, where's my bass?
Probably like, hey, my bass was just here. Now it's gone. Tune in to 91.7, baby, you'll hear it.
Well, that was awesome. Thank you so much, Cheyenne.
Thanks for having us, Bill. We love WYXR, and we love you, and we love everything you guys do, all of you, man.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
Tell me, I know there's a lot going on today for everyone. Yeah. Do you have any more events planned today?
No, I'm going to go home. We're going to go home and chill out, watch a movie. Then we're going to go to the Black Lodge Halloween Masquerade.
Oh,
and watch
Turnstiles
and Jacko and Optic Sync and Joy Bomb and Little Baby Tendencies, and I think that might be it.
A couple DJs, too. I don't remember the DJ names off the top of my head. But
there's DJs.
It is music from 8 to 3 a.m.
Right on. Yeah. And Graham, you're playing, this is your early show.
This is the early bird special.
And then you got two more shows today, is that right?
Well, Turnstiles is playing in the Black Lodge lineup at 10:45, and then me and Seth are backing up Jacko with Frank and Keith at 11:45. So Turnstiles and Jack are the last two live bands, and then it's late night DJs.
I see. I understand. Good. Nice.
Oh, and next Friday we have a show. We have a show next Friday at DKDC.
Yeah.
Cheyenne Mars, the band.
Cheyenne Mars, full band style. DKDC with Flirting with Sincerity, and I can't remember who else, but it's going to be a cool show. We always love DK, so yeah. You know,
awesome.
What to do.
Awesome.
There.
Yeah, it's happening, you guys. And I can't thank you enough for coming out. Can you please give us those money addresses more time? Because it is a rent party, after all.
It is a rent party, and we got to pay our rent.
We got to pay our rent. What are those numbers, those addresses?
Cash App is money, $CHEMAR89. Shamar 89, and then the Venmo is @CHEMAR89.
Excellent.
Same thing, except
wonderful.
For nerdles.
Well, I hope
thanks so much.
I hope everybody responds and shows some love.
Yeah, same with this. You can always donate to WYXR, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Every day.
You should always donate to WYXR so we can keep doing cool stuff like this.
Absolutely.
I found out on the pledge drive with Lori McStay that you can donate your car to WYXR.
What?
Yeah. If you have a broken down car, you get on the website, they'll come pick it up, and that goes towards eventual money for the station.
Yeah. Or I'm going to go wreck my car just for that.
190 Gs.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we just came out of our pledge drive, and
so donate your crappy rundown cars and get that.
Yeah, if you have a broken down car, you don't know what the heck to do with, donate it to WYXR.
Somebody else's car. And
there you go.
Dude, yeah.
And before we get out of here, a quick shout out, Neil Latham from Spacer,
Neil Latham.
Your buddy. Neil. Hey, Neil.
Hey, Neil. We love you, baby. Our next show, I think, is I don't want to say it wrong, but I think it's the 15th. I think it might be a DK again.
With Spacer?
With Spacer, yeah.
Oh, great.
It's the week after
the 11th.
And shout out to Spacer is working on a couple tracks at my studio.
Oh, yeah, we're working on,
They're both sounding killer.
Yeah, they are.
So, Danny, Seth, Graham, Cheyenne, thank you for being in Cheyenne Mars and bringing it to Rent Party.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Woo! Thank you for doing Rent Party.
What's that?
Thank you for doing this show.
Sure, you bet. It's
awesome.
It's my pleasure.
We love you, Bill.
And I love you, Jimmy, right back.
Wherever you are out there.
Jimmy. And a special shout out to our engineer, Shelby McCall. Hey,
Shelby!
They said it couldn't be done. You couldn't get a rock band in this little room and make it sound right, but Shelby figured it out. Yeah.
Love it.
All right, so we're going to wind it up and make some room for
Jay Boyd
and the perfect cut.
All right, keep it tuned right here all afternoon. WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, where we are raised by sound.